This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Show the director of all intelligence. They set him up for 9/11, the head agency over all of them, technically the biggest. It's like Homeland Security is the biggest of all the agencies. Comes out and says it's not true. There's no evidence that WikiLeaks was Russia. And that's because U.S. intelligence is ready to release the info, and the people involved are ready to go public at a press conference. And I told you this back during the last few days of the campaign. It's why they're so upset. And the reason Hillary and Pelosi hate me is they know what we're talking about is real. And they know that InfoWars is the main conduit that will put this information out. And they're really upset. As if you kill me or shut me up, you're going to get the other people to shut up. You're really stupid. All they're going to do is release stuff that is 10 times worse than men's release. And if you want that, go ahead and try it. But it's going to come out, even if you shut the internet off, which would kill the economy. It's going to come out in the rest of the world. You just don't get it, do you, dumbasses? You're a bunch of hunchback New World Order pieces of filth. But here's Lynch on C-SPAN admitting that they don't have intelligence that it was the Russians. Here it is.
Unfortunately, we didn't see the sort of technical interference that I know people had concerns about also in terms of voting machines and the like. But a lot of education went on about that. A lot of training went on about that. And a significant number of states did reach out to DHS and talk with them about those issues. And so we thought that was an important step as well to make sure that every state knew they could work with us. And as you know, the president...
That's part of a larger clip we played the rest earlier. She's saying they didn't see the technical stuff like they're saying. They're just saying Russian propaganda affected it. RT wouldn't even get involved in the election. They were so scared of getting kicked out of the U.S. They're big globally, but not big in the U.S. Folks, I've looked at the ratings. It's almost negligible. It's worse than CNN. But the point is that they're trying to sell this idea when it's the opposite. They were the ones being funded by outsiders. And now they have Pelosi's daughter saying she fears for her life because of me. And other channels last night, CNN saying, I need to be shut down because I'm causing violence with no evidence when they're pushing for violence against Trump. Here's Larry Nichols yesterday in this, what was it, second or third hour, talking about this hours before it was said on Cavuto. Here it is.
Alex, did you get my warning this morning? That person from the Attorney General to be office gave me another little warning. Alex, if they pull this off, you're number one on the list. You're going to be gone, buddy. InfoWars will be toast. You have been successful at getting first in-line attention from Hillary. Now, remember, when they say fake news, when Hillary comes out saying this fake news is running the risk, by the way, they're going to come at you with inciting riots, inciting anarchy. That's what they're going to come at you. They're going to come at Jelly. They're going to come at all of us, I guess.
Sure, they're going to blame the unrest trying to steal it from Trump on us.
That's right. That's right. Now, what the Clintons do since the day I was with them, and I helped design this system so I know it so well, what you always do is you accuse your enemy of exactly what you're doing.
Sure, so just like she got money from the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians publicly, they bragged about it, then she just turns it around, she got money from the Russians, then she turns it around and blames it on Trump. And by the way, I wanted to put a video out yesterday, the whole thing. He goes on and gets into, you must have made Pelosi really mad. This is what they're going to do in Congress. They're going to come after you. I guess I didn't explain to folks what I wanted to put out from the live show, but I want those parts excised if we can, Rob or somebody, and put together where he goes into what they're going to do in Congress, how they're going to sue me, what they're going to do, what he was told by the source. That's not even the meat. So I know it's only put 2 minutes up on YouTube. I guess the full interview is up there separately by itself, but I wanted that excised. See, they misunderstood the notes. What's been happening is I want a stinger up front because it makes you get triple views, where the meat said, and I tell them the exact time I want, and then it goes with InfoWars, then the interview part I want plays. Instead, they'll just take the stinger and put it out by itself with nothing else. So I'm just going to have to work on that harder. Just inside baseball. Don't have a lot of time to work with the crew. I'll just do it live here on air. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Rallying patriots worldwide.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
At the bottom of the hour, I am going to play a detailed report. Basically, the crucifixion of Alex Jones and the free press is what I'm calling it. The video needs to go viral. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's on our Facebook or Twitter, you name it, where they call clip after clip for shutting down the free press in America and silencing yours truly. Now, a lot of this happened yesterday after Larry Nichols had already been on, saying he talked to Sessions, one of Sessions' top people. That's the new attorney general if he gets in 35 days. And that Pelosi's honchoing things, she's running things now that Hillary's out and Reid's out, but Hillary's behind her with Soros, saying they're going to try to shut InfoWars down. And then the rest of the free press, Breitbart, you name it, they intend to overthrow the election. Democrats are calling this a coup. They're calling for the death. Hollywood producers are saying they're raising money to kill Trump. They're not getting in trouble. The Secret Service doesn't even visit them. It's been everything from Newsweek to the New York Times calling for killing him, end quote, the case for rioting. That's a headline out of Newsweek. Look at this headline. More elector threats. put bullet in your mouth. This is Republicans getting calls. New York Post. Long shot bid to block Monday. They're pushing to not let them have the electoral vote. Angry celebs call for a coup against Trump. Oh, but it doesn't exist. This is DrudgeReport.com. It doesn't exist, even though the celebrities are calling for it, and the New York Post has the videos. Celebrities beg electors to be heroes and vote against Trump, causing a coup. But the coup doesn't exist, and Nancy Pelosi's daughter says, my exposure of this is causing her to get death threats, so I'm violent. This is the new saying. I'm causing violence. I have to be shut up. I have to be stopped. Look at the other headlines. Venezuelan parents give away children amid deep crisis. Same thing happening in Greece. America's great again. Dollar climbs the strongest since 2003. Self-driving Uber car caught running red light. Another nearly crash into Lyft ride. It doesn't matter, though. They've got robot taxis now in San Francisco. Artificial intelligence creeps into daily life. Trudeau to lead the new globalist push for world government. UK denies Brexit could take 10 years. Robot bartender slash waiting time. Measures of economic optimism shooting up all over. Home builder sentiment spikes 7 points. Trump has them feeling fantastic. Meanwhile, sub-zero chills all over the northern hemisphere. Record cold. How about that global warming? Oh, now it's climate change. DrudgeReport.com. Amazing. And maybe if they shut me up or kill me, you know, Drudge occasionally can get videos or I predicted things and I could still be there. Of course, they'll probably then say that's banned material. They have algorithms now where they can ban your voice with the old Shazam program they've had for 5 years all over the internet in a matter of hours, release a program that just expunges me forever. But you can remember my spoken words and repeat it. But you'll see it all for yourself. They'll have to silence all of you, won't they? But here is Nancy Pelosi's daughter. As they call for coups, as they call for violence, you know, the Democrats in newspapers saying we did it, as they say he's a foreign agent of the Russians and I'm a foreign agent, they actually say Tucker Carlson and I in newspapers, major newspapers, are Russian agents. I can hardly speak Russian, like five words, never been to Russia, but I'm a Russian agent because I don't want foreign banks ruling me and I don't want the government saying my kids belong to the state. And I don't want forced inoculations or GMO. I'm evil. Dr. Group joins us with big breaking news, the national initiative, in just a moment. But here is again Pelosi.
Budo, you owe it to the American people to let me tell the truth and to not lie about what I just said. Yeah, Alex Jones said the same thing about me yesterday. Alex Jones in InfoWars has said that I want to have a coup and assassinate Donald Trump.
Christine, since then,
I've gotten
Christine,
death threats.
I have no political
agenda
here.
So it's not helpful
here.
For me.
Christine,
if you're going to
Donald
lie
Trump.
About what I am saying.
Christine, Donald Trump doesn't.
By the way, I'm going to shoot a video today where they're calling to shut me up in the press and show her, but show Nichols before that even aired, saying that they're going to come out and say I'm threatening violence against them. That came from Senator Sessions. You notice 5 hours later on Cavuto, exactly that is said. And we're going to clip to the Democratic celebrities calling for a coup. And her saying, I'm saying she's involved in a coup. Yes, a bloodless political coup trying to overthrow the electors and take the election. That's called a coup, lady, in the dictionary. Okay? But because I don't just let you be the authority, just because you're arrogant and narcissist or whatever you are, and you're so full of yourself, I don't lay down to you, so therefore I'm violent. My existence makes you mad. You're mad at people because you look like Frankenstein. And you act like Frankenstein. And your organization of Democratic electors, who've got one Republican, doesn't have a chance at this, but you're running a hoax that you've got enough to overturn it now. Well, that hoax is over, sweetheart, and I know mommy's in Congress behind the scenes saying, he's being mean to my daughter. I didn't know you started sucking your thumb a few days ago when I talked about you. You're all over the news trying to overturn the election. And so you want to make it me that's bad and threatening you when I'm not? You went to your mommy who now wants to silence me? Oh, I'm so scared you went to your mommy. You went to your mommy. How scary. Do whatever you're going to do with your congressional mafia, lady. You think I'm scared of you? It's a two-way street. Ever figure that out? Wonder how your mommy will do if anything happens to me. You think I got a daddy? I don't have a mommy. I got a daddy. got a lot of daddies. You got your little mommies? Got Hillary and your mommy? Oh, I'm so scared of your mommies. In a man's world, in a man's game, running around pissing on everybody. Men don't do that because they know what happens if they do. You're arrogant. And you're pushing your traitorous mouth where you shouldn't be pushing it. These boots are made for walking. And that's just what they'll do. And one of these days, my boots are going to walk all over you. Politically, witch. Now, Dr. Groot, one of our incredible formulators, scientist, Army veteran, joins us to talk about some big initiatives. He's in Yahoo News today. He's in a bunch of other places. Congratulations on getting your story out there. To make America great again, we need to make America healthy again. So he's popping in to break down some amazing things. It's not an infomercial, but I tell you, he formulated things with my dad like DNA Force. He formulated things like X2 that's unprecedented. He formulated so many amazing things for us, Super Male Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Natural Defense, all this stuff. And it's all 50 to 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now with free shipping right through the weekend. But we guarantee shipping anywhere in the United States, including Hawaii and Alaska. If you order by Friday, you'll get out by Saturday anywhere. Probably get to you even if you order on Monday anywhere. But to be totally sure, by Monday, it's only the lower 48. By Tuesday, it's only like 30 of the states or so. We've got maps of it over there in the shipping department. You can always order from FedEx or UPS, too, if you like that. You can also buy the products. There's a note at checkout. In comments, you can actually say to your friends or family, hey, I sent you this book or this water filter or this X2 or this oxy powder. These are all game-changing products, and they fund the tip of the spear. Who can doubt? Look, I always try to act like a humble person. I am a humble person. But we are the spearhead. And it was Drudge helped blow holes in the narrative and open it up and helped us get the ball down the field. So Drudge doesn't want the credit either. He probably doesn't want it. But Drudge has been the absolute MVP in all this. I would love it to be somebody else more prominent, more hated than I am by the globalists at this point. But I'm the visual guy in their face. I think if Drudge was on air every day, he's more articulate than I. I think he'd be the number one enemy if he was on air like I am. He's probably smarter. He's withdrawn to his high tower. The man in the high castle. But this is history happening. So make no mistake, if we succeed, we'll be known as the Paul Revere's of the 21st century. If we fail, God help us. Dr. Grip, you've got a lot to cover on the health front, because even if the globalists are ruling over us and corrupt, we can take care of ourselves. And I've been religiously now for 2 weeks taking the supplements. I always kind of forget, get off them. I've been religiously taking them. Already more energy, already lost weight. Everybody can notice it. Incredible job you've done with InfoWarsLife.com. But that's not why you're here today. Tell us about the breaking news.
Well, thanks. I mean, you know, when I started studying medicine, I was looking at addressing the symptoms of disease as well. But the reason why I wanted to come out with a press release is because I wanted to put together a simple program that people can understand. And hopefully the Trump team will look at this and say, you know, let's address the root cause of America's healthcare problem. I did the same thing when Obama was in office. Of course, no one ever followed through or listened to me, but I wanted to put a press release out there because, Alex, first of all, when you look at what's going on in this country, I mean, you look at these Democrats and Pelosi and all these people. I mean, look how mean she looks. Look how aggressive she looks. It's almost like robots that are just falling apart. But you have to remember, I say that in order to get the America great again, we have to get America healthy again. And the reason I say that is not, you know, leaning towards people need to be on pharmaceuticals. It's only because doing the research that you and I have done and looking back at the root cause, it's all about control. I mean, dating back from the fluoride in the water to the GMO foods to everything, these have distinct effects. They can actually pinpoint people now with all the data analytics and say, this person is a radical, this person's on the right, this person's on the left, this person's a religious person. They've even identified genes, and why do you think that they're coming out with all these flu shots? The flu shots are actually can target these specific
genes. They're genetically
genes to shut down nanotech. And control human behavior.
They admit that, by the way. I mean, you know, for 20 years, the entire science of vaccines has been about population control, behavior control.
Yeah, I mean, the fact of the matter is, if we really want to change America, we got to get rid of some of these systems, because these are the mechanisms that are controlling America, keeping you sick, keeping you depressed, keeping you down and in not wanting to succeed, losing your self-confidence, making you obese. you know, causing heart disease, causing cancer, and causing all these other things. I mean, insurance premiums have skyrocketed. Deductibles have gone through the roof. Patient satisfaction is at an all-time low. Insurance carriers aren't covering complementary and alternative medicine. Americans are spending like $1.5 trillion.
We're going to break. Stay right there, Dr. Grip. We're going to come back and go over all this. Great press release. We're going to post it in full on InfoWars.com right now. Stay with us. And then the big report. I'm going to premiere with the media calling for the end of free speech.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Stole your water, and you'll find till he is dawning.
minutes in the next segment, then I'm going to premiere this detailed report of not just the attack on InfoWars, but the attack on Free Press. I mean, you're going to hear him at the end of it just over and over again say, shut Alex Jones down. It's now time to do it. And we've confirmed it's Nancy Pelosi leading the charge. I've also confirmed that through Trump sources after Nichols told me yesterday. And then I didn't even know at dinner, it had already been on Fox, that they're saying basically shut me down, I want violence against Pelosi. This is crazy, folks. We are hurting them that bad. But regardless, Harvard's come out with 25 studies a couple of years ago, remember? Saying, okay, fluoride lowers IQ on average every few years in a child 10 points. I mean, this is incredible. Not having iodine lowers your IQ 15 points. That's mainstream news. They call us conspiracy theorists or laugh at us. We're the real people. We have the scientists on. We have the generals on. We have the experts on. Most of the people in government at the FDA and EPA have gone public. They've signed letters three times, all their scientists together, saying take fluoride out of the water. But they just make fun of us and say we're crazy. But that's in the news. So, Dr. Grip, continuing with your press release that I just told him to post to InfoWars.com, to make America great again, we need to make America healthy again, and we need to make it free again as well. Let's continue getting into the press release.
Yeah, so you talk about the attack on free press, and we've been talking about the attack on natural medicine for years and years and years because, you know, that's another thing that threatens their control is having natural remedies for different things. I mean, our healthcare system, and you don't see this out there a lot in the mainstream media. Of course, you don't see anything true in the mainstream media. We know that. But our healthcare ranks number, our country in healthcare ranks number 50 out of 55 countries. We're almost dead last. I mean, that is embarrassing. Nearly 70% of all Americans are on at least one prescription drug. Most are on more than that, actually. 2014, there were close to 50,000 deaths from prescription drugs. How come that is not everywhere in the news? So, I mean, my plan is not, you know, something extravagant. All I'm asking for is just three things. And the number one thing is, in order to reform healthcare, we have to address the root cause of the health problems. You know, everybody tries to put Band-Aids over things and tries to address the symptoms.
It's just like breast cancer's up several thousand percentage points. We never ask, why is it exploding? We look for a cure instead of the cause.
Yeah, I mean, we absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, have proof that the root cause of all health conditions, mental wellness conditions, all of that stuff is caused and directly linked to man-made chemicals, artificial colors, foods, beverages, all of the toxic ingredients that were
lack of nutrients. Let me add this. New studies out. You said this years ago, but scientific ones, we can pull them up. I know I'm just throwing this out there, but the crew's really quick. Watching a lot of TV is linked to women getting breast cancer. It's also linked to brain tumors, and new studies are linking it to depression. Obviously, that's well known. But the fact is, television and not having a good social life and not going outside is literally causing cancer.
Yes, and that's part of the number one step in the healthcare reform is that address the root cause of health problems.
Sure, but why is TV so bad? Because they're finding it's not just the sedentary. It's women that, quote, don't have a lot of friends, women that tend to be liberal, women that watch a lot of television are just dying. I guess the body decides you're not doing anything for the species, just die, or what's happening?
Yeah, that's why we need independent, which is actually number three on my plan, which is independent advisory boards, which are not linked to the pharmaceutical industry, the chemical industry, or the food industry, to evaluate the safety and efficacy of all these endocrine-disrupting chemicals. I mean, we know what they're going to say when the panel comes back and says these are directly linked to all these diseases and obesity and everything else that's going on. Fluoride, pesticides, herbicides, phthalates, refined sugars, preservatives, all of the things that we spent 20 years identifying, and we have all the research to back it up. You know, we can't just come out and say, okay, ban chemicals, ban glyphosate, ban this. You know, what I'm asking for is get an independent team of scientists together. Well, I'll happily.
But they know that glyphosates, when they develop them, grow tumors in animals. And they know. They admit it now. I mean, they admit it. By the way, for TV viewers, obviously you're seeing all these articles. Radio listeners, we're putting mainstream news about lonely women getting breast cancer. Women that watch TV, breast cancer, brain cancer. And, of course, that's just studies on women. And it's mainline TV's worse than others. They're sending carrier signals in that basically tell you to die.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
They almost won. They're saying die,
Alex Jones
die.
And the GCN Radio Network.
Die, 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 die. That's what they want you. Live, live, live.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Yeah, I love how Keith Olbermann has his establishment, Rockefeller / George Soros funded GQ magazine. You can't get more foppish than that, or wannabe, you know, man, garbage. Called the resistance. You're not the resistance. I guess the resistance of the people. Resistance to true liberalism, true freedom. What a despicable piece of filth. We're now at war with Russia. Anyone that is not for Hillary is an enemy of America. It's time to get hard and shut down the free press. I'm a liberal named Keith Olbermann. In fact, this new boil down doesn't even have him saying that about me. This boil down we're going to play in a few minutes, it isn't even one-tenth of what's going on. But it's horrible. Doctor Group continuing. Why do the elites, I mean, I guess in the WikiLeaks, I guess you saw some of those WikiLeaks where they're like, we want to keep them in the dark and pathetic and sad and poor and desperate. Now, we've got them diverted, but they're not complying with us. We need culture war to contain them. We covered this ad nauseum. But what a nasty group of elites. These are horrible people. Along comes Trump that at least wants prosperity, and they are so scared of him.
If you're sick, if you're overweight, if you're becoming sterile, which is happening all over the world, if you're mentally unstable, you're going to look in the mirror and you're not going to have any self-confidence. And you're going to be very easily controllable. And it's a money game as well, Alex. The pharmaceutical industry, I mean, they're going to control you. They're going to make money off of you. And that actually leads into one of my other points on my three-step plan, is that we have to have medical freedom. We have to establish freedom of health care. People need to be able to choose what kind of medicine they want. As a matter of fact, one-third of all Americans last year spent over $30 billion on complementary and alternative medicine. People want it. They're out there begging for it. And guess what? Insurance companies aren't covering it. They're paying out of pocket. We've got to get back into a wellness state. We've got to get into a preventative state. We've got to have insurance need to be required to cover people's choice. If somebody wants to go in for natural care, or they want to do complementary, or they want to do whatever they want to do, that has to be covered by insurance. Ultimately, that's the only thing that's going to get people better anyway. And that's what the big fight is about. So my third point is to establish medical freedom and give people the opportunity to choose what type of health care that they want and that they're going to be able to learn from and grow from. And because it's all about preventative and it's all about wellness. You mentioned earlier about the women sitting on the couch with cancer. You know, there was a report that came out, I think yesterday, that doctors, they're finding, and this is a guy that was just charged by the federal government, as a matter of fact, and I've been saying this for a long time. If you get diagnosed with cancer, there's a lot of money in cancer. And you know, I went through an attack when we had our cancer clinic and was followed around and had death threats and everything else. Cancer is a multi-trillion dollar industry, and I've been saying for a long time, do not believe your doctor. Go get a second and go get a third opinion, because doctors are subsidized if they diagnosed with cancer. And now a doctor was just charged. Basically, he was telling all of his patients they had cancer, and he was charging Medicare and Medicaid.
My grandmother had her lung cut out.
$5 million a year.
My grandmother had her lung cut out and led to her death about 5 years later. She was a great lady, my dad's mom. They said she had a lung tumor, and it wasn't even a lung tumor. It was like a broken blood vessel, a blood clot. And they knew it and just still cut her lung out. And now they've got these genetic tests where they tell everybody they've got cancer, and they run in and get all the stuff. That's why so many kids, a lot of it is they're getting cancer because of the toxins, but a lot of it's being overdiagnosed. You're absolutely right. Dr. Group, we're posting your press release on InfoWars.com. God bless you. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to everybody over there.
Absolutely. Now, before I go any further, I want to just tell viewers and listeners something. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we've had all this success. God bless you. We couldn't do it without you, so I want to thank you all. You are the InfoWar. Know, when you spread the word, know that when you spread the links and articles, when you pray for us, when you buy the products, you're getting great products at great prices, but you're also funding the information war. And we need to have money to be strong in the face of the enemy, in the congressional plans and others that come after us. We need to be strong when they're planning to overthrow the Electoral College. They denied all that up until today. Now they're admitting that they're trying to overturn it next Monday on the 19th, and that they intend to continue right on until the 20th to disrupt things. But again, it's military. They deny they're doing it while they do it in your face. That is a military tactic of very corrupt organizations. Alex wants to kill me, but there is a coup. But he lies and says there's a coup. You know, this is the disinfo they're putting out. So if you want to support us and get great products before Christmas, I was going off last year's numbers. We've got some good news. USPS guarantees delivery anywhere in the United States, all 50 states, if it's shipped by the 19th. So I guess that's Sunday. But I still want to just have folks order by Friday for Christmas to guarantee it. That's anywhere in the U.S. Now, if you want Guam, you got to order by Saturday the 18th. Now, you can order by December 20th everywhere in the United States that's yellow, and everywhere by December 21st that's in orange, and that's most of Texas or part of Texas. So you can order anywhere in the continental United States by December 20th. That's Monday. It's got to be the 19th if you want to be in places like Alaska or places like Hawaii. So That's the numbers on that. We have 50% off on colloidal silver. We have free shipping store-wide on everything from water filtration systems to solar systems, the Hillary for President 2017 shirts. It's all there. Living Defense, 30% off. Survival Vitality, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Biotree Selenium, 30% off. Brain Force Plus, with 20% more in each bottle, 33% off. Can't say DNA Force. I told them to pull that because there's only like 100 bottles left. I'm going to hold that back. Everybody that signs up for auto ship, we always hold stuff back. You never run out. Get an additional 10% off. And you know you are funding the desperate last-ditch attempt to save the Republic and the planet from the technocracy and the scientific dictatorship, in their own words. And look, it's working. We're fighting back. We're promoting liberty and freedom. People are responding. We're in the war. We're in the fight. We're taking it to them. We're committed. We're alive. We're striking back. We'll never give in. We'll never surrender. We'll go on to the end, to quote Churchill, whatever the cost may be. And you're so alive when you have that attitude. You finally aren't a worm. You don't care anymore about the globalists and their fear tactics. You only care about liberty, and now you're truly living. So thank you for all your support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Don't wait. Take action today. Now, let's go ahead and go to this key report where they're absolutely trying to crucify myself and by that the free press and everything this country and free societies stand for. See if you can catch all the lies and all the disinformation because they are legion. Citizen YouTuber known as Know Your News has put together a compilation titled The Character Assassination of Alex Jones. Now, the compilation just takes some of the latest clips of mainstream corporate media demonizing yours truly, Alex Jones. This is being done to demonize the entire free press in this country. What you're witnessing is the same strategy used in the last 20 years to censor the press that the communist Chinese have used. They simply call any opposition or any free speech fake news and promptly arrest you. It's not a coincidence that control of the Internet was handed over to an international consortium headed up by the United Nations 2 months ago, or that Saudi Arabia has been placed on the UN Human Rights Commission board. Tyranny is expanding. Tyranny is moving against free speech because it cannot coexist with a free, open society.
Just for the benefit of anybody who's not familiar with Alex Jones and InfoWars, we've seen Trump both retweeting things kind of straight out of the InfoWars world and Alex Jones. What is InfoWars and Alex Jones, and why is Donald Trump taking pages out of their playbook?
Well, it's a website. It's really one of the darkest corners of the media online, if you want to call it that. They don't do traditional journalism, but they spread a lot of theories.
The radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
Jones has frequently promoted toxic conspiracy theories, theories that sometimes take on lives of their own.
Again, you can see the unedited version of the character assassination of Alex Jones on Adam Green's excellent channel. But I decided to intersperse throughout this video just several points to see if the viewer can pick up on the blatant propaganda. By the way, this is only a small sampling that you're seeing of the attacks. NPR attacks me every couple hours. They've got surrogate Democratic Party operatives all over local news attacking me. It is a full-out assault on the threat. They know that I'm aware of their program. I'm using their own documents, their own statements against them, and they want to take down the news source that is hurting them the most. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com, our articles, our videos, our information, because it is the equivalent of high noon to these psychic cultural vampires.
I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that. But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
InfoWars is the conspiracy theory mega website where the dimmer bulbs among us have long gone to get themselves brightened up without benefit of a surge protector.
No one blows lid quite like host of InfoWars, Trump advisor, and alien Sasquatch love child.
Alex B. Jones, the captain of America's conspiracy theory mothership. Alex Jones.
A guy named Alex Jones, who I happen to find very entertaining. He's one of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11. He believes everything.
InfoWars host Alex Jones, the liar-in-chief, the self-described libertarian traffics in disinformation and unfounded innuendo. The Southern Poverty Law Center has called him the most prolific conspiracy theorist in contemporary America. That's saying something.
Notice they use terms like liar-in-chief when it's known that Obama has been caught lying to the American people over and over and over again about Obamacare, about wars, about borders. It's critical to understand that the predators of mainstream media, of fake news, are preying on an audience that they believe is unconscious and stupid. Here's a great example of it. Not just in these TV pieces, but all over newspapers that I see every day, they show photos from Cleveland, Ohio at the RNC where the state police pulled me out of a crowd when communists were viciously attacking me and protected me and got me to my car. But all over the news, they keep showing images of this, implying I'm a criminal, making it look like I was being taken into police custody. The overt message, not just subliminal, is Alex Jones is dangerous and needs to be arrested.
Well, Alex Jones is someone who's one of the chief conspiracy theorists on the far right. Trump went on his show during the campaign and talked about how Alex Jones enjoyed a wonderful reputation.
Alex Jones is this amazing
your knowledge
showman.
Well, they hate you. They hate prosperity. They hate God. They hate children. And goddamn them to hell.
He cries.
Right there.
He yells. He growls. He has this incredible gravelly voice.
We're going to beat your ass.
He's a quite arresting media figure, and he is thumbing his nose at the mainstream media, which he considers to be pawns of a global elite that he's very suspicious of and that he suspects is bent on world domination. In the process of making these allegations, he has thrown out some pretty remarkable claims.
There's no end to it with Alex. He's a serial liar. He doesn't care about the truth at all.
No, more importantly, he doesn't care about the safety and well-being of fellow Americans.
Alex Jones is a lunatic. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. The guy's an absolute lunatic.
What's the goal here?
The goal is to undermine the credibility of institutions. This is a guy Donald Trump had traffic with. This is a guy that General Flynn's son retweeted
Jones
copiously. So essentially what this is you undermine these institutions, you cast doubt on everything, mainstream media, all the institutions in the country, and then you get to get your fame and following.
When you look under the name, who is this person? When it says New York Times, it says Washington Post. That's what it means. Journalist, reporter. When it says Democratic strategist or whatever, or advocate or surrogate, you see who's talking.
The Southern Poverty Law Center concludes that Jones appeals to right-wing extremists. The center studies hate groups.
He's, in a way, the gateway drug to white supremacy in the United States.
Alex Jones, a conservative conspiracy theorist and operator of the website InfoWars, which seems to be a place where Trump gets a lot of his information.
This is the man who's going to be president of the United States following InfoWars, yeah. Talking about
what? Right.
Which
I don't know anything.
It was an inside job.
Right. I don't know anything about InfoWars.
Does it scare you that the president-elect is listening to InfoWars?
Right.
I am positive about InfoWars. I don't listen to InfoWars.
Right, but the president-elect seems to.
Right, right.
They're attacking us on CBS News, ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC every hour. I mean, it's so bad, it's good. Because their dwindling audiences are only going to come to InfoWars.com, and our numbers are just continuing to rise, dwarfing CNN, dwarfing the New York Times Online. They say it's time to censor the media, and it's time to shut down InfoWars and Alex Jones. They're really on TV because we've kicked their butts and proven they're the fake news, saying censor us.
Lately, there's been a lot of coverage in the real news about the growing and booming business of creating fake news.
President Obama called the spread of fake news online a threat to democracy. Facebook and other social media sites are being criticized for not doing enough to stop bogus stories that seem to dominate the election cycle.
Remember, this is the mainstream media that got caught in thousands of emails from MSNBC to CNN to Newsweek to the Daily Beast to the Daily Show having their scripts approved by the Clinton campaign, by the Ford Foundation, and by George Soros. And now they're sitting around attacking us, saying we're the fake news, when they have the history of lying in polls, you name it.
A series of fake news stories and unproven conspiracy theories surrounding Hillary Clinton have persisted on social media since before Election Day.
There's so much fake news out there. The fake news is having such an influence on our lives that today, and this is true, Pope Francis said, media that focus on scandals and spread fake news to smear politicians risk becoming like people who have a morbid fascination with excrement.
But see, Colbert thinks you're dumb. He thinks you don't know that he got caught working directly with Hillary and Podesta approving the scripts. But it gets worse. Hillary minions and operatives got caught in the WikiLeaks creating completely fake news stories and narratives, and MSNBC and others follow their orders to a T.
Fake news played a role in this election and continues to find a wide audience.
Well, this is just the latest episode in the damaging influence of fake news, a false conspiracy theory. Well, all conspiracy theories are false about Hillary Clinton.
I'm not concerned about the conspiracy theories. There are so many of them, I've lost track of them. And so I pay no attention to them.
Conspiracy theory machine factory.
Do you actually have people with college degrees who read these fake news stories and these conspiracy theories and then call all of us up? Is this true?
And young people.
Is that true?
Differentiate.
No. Is that true? You know, after about the 20th, I'm like, no, stop.
Part of the reason why we're so susceptible to conspiracy theories right now is that guys like Alex Jones make a ton of money circulating them as widely as they possibly can. They use multiple platforms. They use talk radio and the internet, and they live stream their kind of fake TV shows, and they make a very good living doing it.
When will Alex Jones lose credibility?
Well,
there's an audience.
Alex Jones has been around forever. I'm assuming he will be around forever. Usually this kind of stuff has no major effect on the United States of America, other than lowering our median IQ a couple of points and making us seem slightly more embarrassing on an international stage. Right, for every additional year they circulate their insane alien lizard people theories of everything, we get a little bit dumber, and that's the major effect it has on the United States of America. But this year is different. Because this year, that little corner, that little niche of organized and profitable American insanity, this year, they're out of their corner, because this year they're presidential politics.
He doesn't care that some crazy, unstable, unhinged person is going to listen to his ridiculous garbage show and believe whatever conspiracy theories he's pushing out there and go out and actually take action. I don't care about his ridiculous rinky-dink show or the conspiracy theory circle jerk he and his friends engage in on a daily basis. But what I do care about is if it literally has an impact on people's lives. It could lead to people getting murdered. That's when
the epidemic of
malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year. It's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences. This isn't about politics or partisanship.
Oh, no.
Lives are at risk. Lives of ordinary people
like
trying to go about their days, their jobs, contribute to their communities. It's a danger that must be addressed, and addressed quickly.
Oh.
It's not hard to stop this fake news.
Here we go.
If you're Google or if you're Facebook.
Shut us down.
It's time for these isolated know-it-alls in the Silicon Valley at Google and Facebook to, like, get this stuff together.
Yeah. You can't stand competition.
They have to have some sort of...
I mean, nobody watches you people.
We all live within the First Amendment.
New world.
We don't want to tamper with the First Amendment, but there's something askew here. That
you don't want to get rid of them. You have to. They get caught red-handed in basically organized fraud, racketeering against the American people, and they turn the whole thing around to quote fake news and how they want to censor the free press in this country. This is simply amazing. As we speak, they're trying to line up electors who are pledged to their state's voters and have them overturn it for Hillary Clinton. They're talking about how I want civil unrest, how I'm stirring up violence, when they're the ones in Newsweek and the New York Times and the LA Times allowing their writers to call for riots in the streets, civil disobedience, and the murder of the 45th president of the United States. more fake news from a pack of lying scum.
So WikiLeaks, Alex Jones, and these subreddit subgeniuses, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, grow the up.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
From InfoWars.
Yeah.
He's on a war against info.
He's so on a war.
No, they're the ones that want to shut down the free press.
Don't care about the nation.
Inversion.
Just the info.
The Pentagon.
He just couldn't stop. But it stops now because I'm afraid this little game is over, Alex. Now that you had to go and open your big mouth, I have no choice but to kill these pickles.
I told you next they really try to ban me.
These pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
Turns out the White House likes the stuff. Actual stuff.
You say, the New World Order sends its regards.
We got it, bro. In closing, let's talk about the elephant in the room here. Hundreds of thousands of emails were released. Tens of thousands of them were every mainstream media channel you can imagine talking about deceiving the public, talking about how they were hacks and saying, just give me orders, I'll lie. These very people have now been promoted from Politico to the New York Times because they're liars, because they're deceivers. 3 years ago, the Congress in the National Defense Authorization Act repealed the law that had been on the books for decades, barring the CIA and other agencies from engaging in domestic propaganda and disinformation. Over the weekend, they passed the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act that funds $160+ million to this new organization that will, quote, discover and counter with its own disinformation alternative media that they dub fake news. At the very same time, we see mainstream media claiming that Trump, myself, Tucker Carlson, you name it, are Russian agents, and that the American people really wanted Hillary Clinton, but the Russians somehow hacked in, and that's why Trump won. Yes, we've gotten Trump elected, but they're openly trying to overthrow that. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your prayers and your support, and I need you to take the articles and the videos that are on the site and realize you're the reason we're having such an effect. You're the power of InfoWars. Get those articles, get those videos, get those special reports out to everyone you know. As we approach Christmas, and I'm supposed to say that word now, our country's under such incredible thought police tyranny, it's important to be thankful, and I am extremely thankful to all of you that have prayed for us, that have spread the word about the broadcast, that have supported us, that have defended us, and that have financially supported us. We go out and search for the very best products, and we also develop amazing products and then bring them to you at very competitive prices. So when we have a sale, it really is a sale. That's why this week through the 17th, we can guarantee you'll get delivery before Christmas. Again, if you order by this Friday, the 17th, and you will get store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, and on top of that, some of the biggest discounts of the year. All right. The video goes on for another couple minutes. It gets into their attack on us, but says support us now more than ever. That's why we're on AM and FM stations, satellite, and things like that, because they're bringing censorship to the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Google. GrudgeReport.com just put this article up 10 minutes ago in the middle of this video. Facebook is going to use Snopes. That's one lady and her cat in an apartment. And other fact checkers to combat fake news. They're going to basically use the fake list Washington Post has and rubber stamp the St. Petersburg School of Journalism. But really, then it's an algorithm that if something patriotic or conservative or libertarian is going viral, they're going to spike it. They admit that. So I told you. I told you it's here. Drudge told us this a year ago. And they already have these algorithms in place trying to block us. That's why you've got to just jam our articles out even more, copy them over to your site, put it under your header. Don't let them intimidate you. This is a total news war. This is a fight for America. Somebody you know, tune in right now. Get our links. Get our apps. It's a war. I keep telling you.